All right, Titans running back Jeremy McNichols is here. He's in the building at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, they're ready. They're ready for McNichols, man. You know what I mean? They know he all purpose. Just get it to
all
him.
All purpose.
Just get it to him.
He can do
I like
either.
That. You like that? All purpose, McNichols?
Get it to him.
All purpose.
Get it to him.
If they asked you to play outside linebacker, could you do that too?
For sure.
There you go.
My man ain't ducking nothing.
I remember, I think last time we talked to you, you kind of, growing up, did everything, right?
My first year in Pop Warner, I was actually at DN.
See? There we go.
I'm going to put that. Did you put your hand in the dirt or use it?
I was standing there. They said, go get the ball.
Go get him.
get ball.
Yeah. I love it.
Before we get into Titan stuff with you, we've got a caller on hold that we need to talk with. Bubba and Dixon, because Bubba's daughter, Reagan, tore her ACL not that long ago, but she's battled back, and she's a big sports star out there in Dixon. And I heard that she wants to talk to Slate.
Reagan?
Mr. Owens.
What's up, Reagan? How you doing?
Good.
Great. Talk to me.
I want my Tennessee stuff for you.
You did what?
Also, I want my Tennessee stuff for you.
That's what I'm talking about. Go Vols. I like that, Reagan. What else you got for me? That's what I'm talking about.
Also, I am all in. I want to be a Vol and to play, be a vet and play ball there. At UT, so I consider myself a Tennessee fan. Also, I made banana Ooh. Moon pie s'mores for you. Go Vols!
Listen to Reagan. Reagan is a big Alabama fan.
She so will.
This is surprising
That's
me right
girl.
Now.
Reagan is. What did y'all do to her?
Ron, I
don't know what you did. I don't know what happened. I've tried. Look, y'all. All right, listen. Ron Clay, I'm gonna find you. I know where to find you.
Yeah.
This is wrong, Ron.
Hey,
Bubba, that's my little niece now, man. You leave her alone. That's the little niece. We already got. I'm gonna call up there, UT, get that situated. She on deck, man. She on deck. Future Vol, right. Future VFL.
Right. You know what?
Right. LVFL.
I'll see you at the next one. You're lucky we're going to Gallup and not Hermitage. You're lucky we're going to Gallup and not Hermitage.
All right, see you guys.
What the heck?
Hey, man.
You turned her.
I tried to turn her towards Auburn, and she gave me a nice look last time.
It started with the Derrick Henry chain. Her coming back from ACL.
Yep.
Can you make Jeremy McNichols
a legit little softball player now.
Without question.
Can you make Jeremy McNichols a Tennessee fan?
He doesn't have any SEC allegiances. Although he should be an Auburn fan because his old coach is there.
Listen. Yeah, that's true.
I mean.
I'm rooting for my coach.
See?
Yeah.
I think about that often because there is a population of Auburn fans that don't like Coach Harsin, that feel like he's not a good fit. And I think often about what you told us the last time we had you on about him as a man, as a coach. And all of that. And I'm like, no, he's the real deal. His players like him. I'm a Coach Harsin fan. Yes.
Yeah. All right, but here's the sell on Tennessee. Could you imagine playing in that Josh Heupel system at running back, carrying the rock, catching the ball out of the backfield? Dude, you'd have like
I'm not going to lie. It's a good situation.
Right?
Man. It's a good system for running backs.
Jeremy, man, I'm talking about you 1,000 yards, man. I'm talking about by game 6. Yeah, all purpose, man. He's going to have you split out. He's going to have you in the backfield. Man, wildcat.
No
you know
offer,
I mean?
Though.
Oh, and there Dang. You go.
No offer.
If Heupel would have been Dang. There, you'd have got off.
I
think it was Butch Jones back in that day.
Jeremy, divide and conquer, man. Don't let them divide and conquer us, brother. We got to stick together.
I got you.
Hey, big win against the Saints, man. And here's the thing. That I think national guy that we're looking at on the TV screens over here doesn't understand. They don't understand the vibe in that locker room. They don't understand the competitive spirit that's going on in there. That mindset to just get it done and win games. It doesn't matter how. Do you feel that? Is that a real thing?
No, yeah, you definitely feel it. Like when we're on this winning streak, you feel that confidence level. But I mean, like Coach Ray say, confidence don't win games. You know,
right.
It just gives you more juice to go out there and know your job. And you know, every Sunday it's a different matchup, and we got to go out there and handle business.
Have you ever been on a team that's dealt with more injuries than this one? I mean, the stat that's been thrown out there that I just can't even comprehend is that you guys have played 82 players so far this season. The NFL record for an entire season is 84.
Now, I mean, I really didn't even pay attention. I mean, I just, whatever 48 go on the field on Sunday, that's who we go with.
But that's that mindset, right? Like, yeah. It true. Everybody says next man up, but that's a real thing.
It is. Whoever we got on Sunday, those 48, that's who we're going to go out there and win with.
And does that include the game plan, too? Like, you know what I mean? You know what the game plan is, but as soon as your name is called, number is called, you flying out there, you trying to make an impact immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think it's just the system.
Yeah.
You know, it's plug and play.
Yep.
You know, whoever's available, let's go get it.
Opportunities.
Jeremy McNichols with us, Titans running back. So when they signed Adrian Peterson, when you got that news, how did you hear about it? What was your reaction?
Probably like you guys on the social media, Twitter.
Yeah.
And then I was like, dang, like, you know, most of us grew up watching AP.
Yeah.
And then just having him in the locker room, you know, just being able to pick his brain every day and see all the experience that he had over the last 13 years and be able to pick his brain. I mean, I think it's helped me since he's been here.
You talk about picking his brain, like, what, like, let us kind of in on that. Like, what kind of things do you ask him, or do you just kind of soak in what he does, or I don't know. I think it's fascinating to watch a guy that's been in the league for so long, yeah, and seems like he's willing to help, right,
yeah,
or to talk to you about, as a young guy, like, what do you say to him? And in the beginning, were you, like, nervous to kind of ask him things, you know?
No, I mean, he was pretty open at first, you know. He introduced himself, and he just became one of, you know, on the team, one of the guys on the team. And as the relationship started building over the last couple of weeks, he's like, I mean, whatever you need or whatever you want to ask me, I mean, you can ask me. And I mean, I've asked him a few things, and he's been pretty open. And I think it's more about just his presence and just seeing how he's professional and what he does on a day-to-day basis.
Titans running back Jeremy McNichols with us. All right, so when Adrian Peterson was drafted in the first round, you were 12 years old.
That's crazy.
I mean, think about that.
That's
so
crazy.
Obviously you grew up watching that.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I grew, yeah, grew up
and playing Madden with him?
Yeah, playing Madden with AP, yeah. I was young. It's crazy.
I'll tell you, the first carry he had against the Rams, and Aaron Donald shoots through there.
Yeah.
And he puts that spin move on Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
We got a glimpse of it.
10 months. Yeah. I mean,
we got a glimpse of it real quick.
I love it. So running back by committee. So how's that working out for you guys? Do you have to be more aware on the sideline as to who's going in, when, and all of those things?
Yeah, it's just the situation. You know, coach will come over to the sideline and tell us what's going on with what we're thinking about the next drive or the next play. And just everybody stay ready, you know. When your number is called to go out there, just execute.
Jeremy McNichols, Titans running back, is in the house with us. Saints defense came in ranked number one against the run. They got some dudes. You guys were out there fighting, weren't you?
Yeah. They got some guys up front, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
They're pretty stout.
So walk me through the fumble on the kickoff to start the second half. So from your perspective as an offensive player, the defense is getting ready to go on the field, right?
Yeah.
So what are you doing in that moment? Did you see it? Did you hear the crowd? Like, what happened?
I mean, at halftime, we know we needed a play from the defense. And the kickoff is going to set the tone. So when I seen it happen, it was like kind of slow motion. Because I was watching on the big board.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of delayed. So yeah. Then, like, I seen the hit. I'm like, ooh. And then I seen the ball. I'm like, oh. And then we got the ball, and I was like, let's go score.
I love it, too, because Dylan made that hit, and then he saw so many dudes, like, trying to recover the fumble.
Yeah.
He knew he didn't have any chance at that. So he just started flexing for, like, 5 minutes. I love it.
Nah, it was a nice hit. I'm not going to lie.
It was. Because he cut back. It's hard to make that kind of hit on a cutback like that.
It's just so much space on kickoff. So when he got that shot and the ball came out, we needed that.
So immediately you guys go on offense, and the thought now is let's get some separation, right?
Yeah,
let's
we
get
need
that ball
some,
in the end zone.
Yeah, we need some points. We're already in, what, the 30-yard line?
Yeah.
So we're in good scoring position. So we know we need to score a touchdown.
So CBS had this stat. You may not know it. Maybe you do. The Tennessee Titans have now scored 17 consecutive touchdowns when they have first and goal.
Man,
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm like, I know he doesn't know any of these stats. Well, that team doesn't pay attention to him.
I'm here to tell him.
That's a tough stat right there. Say it again because I missed it.
17 in a row.
First
touchdowns,
and goal.
Touchdowns, first and goal. Hey. That's what CBS said. So if they're wrong, it's on them. But that's the mindset, right? Like, you don't want to kick field goals. You got to get the ball in the end zone. Coach Vrabel says that publicly all the time.
Yeah, it's a big emphasis for us. Once we get the ball down there, we got to score touchdowns in the red zone. I think that makes a big difference throughout the whole game, winning and losing.
But then Brent can't see.
Dawn's directed traffic. She can't see Jeremy.
Well, I'm trying to have a conversation with Jeremy, and all I got is like big around. Head in my like you. Am I right? Like, I'm like having to bend over here to chat with you or listen to you.
Look, you can see her on the television. Like, Slay.
I'm over here with her.
Sorry, Slay.
Hey, do you have any?
Do you want to sit?
No, I don't. Here. I don't want to stand.
Do you have any bossy teammates like we do?
I prefer boss. Bossy without the Y.
Yeah, that was an inside joke. Dawn put a picture of her daughter, Hadley, on Instagram, and it said bossy, but the Y was crossed out, and she's boss, yes. There's that. Yes. All right, so for those that don't know, what is the process for you guys after the game on Sunday? So what's next? What's Monday like? What's Tuesday? What was today like?
Today, Tuesday is usually the day, player's day off.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, we usually just go in, watch the film, get some corrections, get a little lift in, get the soreness out. Tuesday, completely off, get your body right, and then Wednesday, back to work.
So how sore are you after a game?
Just depends. You know, it's goes
workload.
Week, yeah, like workload, yeah. How much you run. It's usually week to week for me. But, I mean, I take care of my body pretty well, so I'm not too sore. I guess you just get used to it about mid-season. You know, early in the year, you're like, oh, yeah, you feel everything. Yeah. But once you get to, like, mid-season, late season, you just callous up and you get used to it.
Because your body goes into shock, I would imagine, because you hadn't done it in so long. Are you a cold tub guy?
Cold every day.
Yeah.
Cold
so
tub.
Blaine Bishop, who works on our station, insists that he extended his career by, like, 3 years just by the cold tub.
No, it definitely helps. Like, it gets the inflammation out, gets the soreness out, like, right away. So after practice, I'm in there. Even after the games, I go straight there.
Slay, did you cold tub it?
Oh, without question.
Well, I hear it's miserable. Honestly,
I think you get used to it though.
That's what I was saying, you just get used to it.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks, but
it still gets you right when you put the toe in.
Do you do the cold tub by yourself, or is it like six teammates in a cold tub?
It's the whole team and
mob.
So it's not as bad. You get to talk, you know, go through some Instagram, you know, get your mind off it, and then by the time that 10-minute mark is up, you're done.
Y'all should put that on YouTube. That would be hilarious. Here's a bunch of dudes in a cold tub talking about God knows what.
Come out feeling great, though.
Yeah. So what do you do on your day off? Tuesday's the day off. What do you do? Like, what did you do today?
Come hang out with us.
Yeah.
We appreciate that, by the way. Thank you.
No problem. I love being here. I usually go in the facility. I lift. Then I'll get home, do some more treatment. One of my massage therapists, do some body work. And then I'll usually just chill, probably sleep a little bit, watch TV, catch up with the family.
Maintenance day. Yeah, maintenance and the mental part.
Yeah.
Once you get to this point in the season, some of the biggest things.
Yeah, mainly the mental part, you know, just get away for a day, rejuvenate, get your mind right, and then come in Wednesday ready to go.
So we haven't talked to you since the injury to Derrick Henry happened. So kind of take us back through that moment. What's going through your head? What's kind of the talk around the backs room with losing, you know, your guy? Take us into what went on.
Yeah, I mean, when I found out, I mean, I think I was just as hurt as him. You know, that's my guy. You know, we've been rocking together for the last 3 years. So when he got hurt, I felt that. And, you know, just hate to lose a player like that and even a better person. You know, and I feel like it rippled through the whole team. But once we got over it, we knew we just had to carry the torch without him. I think we've been doing a pretty good job. And I know he's been rehabbing his butt off, and he's going to try and get back as, you know, quick as possible.
Did you know, did you guys talk about it? Did y'all know during the game that it was something? Because the guy, I mean, you look at him and he's invincible, right? That's what you think in your head.
Yeah.
And then he plays on... Yeah. that injury, even after it happened? Like, did you know it was something significant?
I had no idea. I mean, you just see him out there running for however many yards he runs for on Sunday. So when I got the news, I was shocked. Yeah. You know, I had no idea what was going on. So, I mean, like I said, it just sucks to see that happen. I mean, to anybody, injuries suck.
How important was it for Vrabel and John Robinson and those guys to make that decision of bringing a guy like AP and AD in, and him coming in with that type of energy? Because you can bring anybody in, and they can throw your whole energy off, put a black cloud over the locker room where you, like, won't want to be around them. But here you are saying that y'all go to him for information and everything. So how important was that energy aspect of him coming in?
I think it's really important, more than anything, just having good guys in the locker room. Right. Like you said, you can bring somebody in, and it might not click, and it might – travel throughout the whole team, but I think bringing in AD, that veteran presence, has done it a long time and has that wisdom and that's willing to help the younger guys and willing to help the team. And, you know, I know he helps us a lot in the room just with his presence. We can ask him anything. He didn't see everything in his career. So I think it was a great move.
Did you feel like you had a different responsibility once Derrick Henry went down? Because I know – in college or high school or even in the pros, like, you see a major guy go down, you're like, oh, man, I'm going to pick up this load. Somebody else got to pick up the load. Or were you like, man, we're going to go on with our job, and they game plan it the way they game plan it?
I think the whole offense felt like they had to step up, you know. Everybody.
Right.
That's a big loss, losing that type of player with Derrick going down. So I think it wasn't really said, but I just feel like everybody felt that we're going to have to – put a little bit more into this now, you know, especially for him.
Yeah, because he is such a vocal leader, right? Like, so do other people kind of take on that responsibility?
Not really. I think everybody just stay consistent. We just had to get the next man up.
Yeah.
As far as we've been doing throughout the whole year. And I think everybody stepped up and vocally and on the field with their performance. Mm-hmm. So – can't wait to get him back, though, man.
Yeah, that's big time.
Hold on. Whoa, say that again. Because Adam Schefter tells us he ain't coming back.
Whenever that.
Whenever it is.
Whenever it is.
I'm not counting. I wouldn't count him out. Would you?
Like, it has to feel good, even like when you walk through the training room and you see him in there.
Yeah.
Because that's uplifting. You know, one day you see a guy on crutches or in a boot, then the next day he out there walking. It's like, okay. You know what I mean? They put an extra little jolt. And I know you look for things throughout the season to give you that extra jolt, especially just to get to the bye week for right now. But what's some of the things that you guys have looked for over these last 2 weeks to try to get y'all over the hump? Because the media's been hitting you, and then all of a sudden now it's the Titans in the AFC. They're the winner. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's been a shift.
I think it's just the guys in that building.
Yeah.
Like you said, everybody is against us right now. Yeah. So it's just those guys that come to work every single day.
Yeah.
And that's putting in that work.
Right.
And that has each other's back day in and day out. And as long as we got us, that's all we need.
That is.
So does that stuff make it to you guys? Like, some of the stuff that these guys, like Keyshawn Johnson said, y'all are not a real 8-2, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. But does that stuff, like, kind of get to you guys in the building?
No.
Yeah,
we don't even listen to the outside noise
because
nobody knows what's actually going on and the work that we actually put in. You know what I mean? That's not videotaped. That's not recorded or anything. So that work that we put in, we feel confident every week to go out and play on Sunday, and that's all that matters. And that's gonna continue to matter to us.
Texans
the
coming
Vrabel
up.
Effect right there. Yeah,
no question.
Mike Vrabel effect.
But honestly, like, Vrabel and J-Rob have filled the locker room with guys like that. Like, that are, here's the thing that's in front of me, and I'm going to go do the best job I can to go win and then move on, right? Like, that's all you can do.
Yeah, that's really all we could do. And I think they put the players in place for that because nobody's in there doubting. Nobody's in there, oh, well, he said this on ESPN. Or it's the guys in the locker room that's going to play on Sunday that believe in each other.
Yeah, and to your point, you don't need that for motivation.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's enough out there.
So, Jeremy McNichols, Titans running back, with us live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Hermitage. So, the Texans are coming up. I know you haven't gotten to them yet in your week. But I do want to ask, like, are divisional opponents different in terms of, like, what you know and how y'all look at them? And Is it just a kind of a different thing?
Yeah. I mean, we play them just from playing them, you know you're going to play them twice a year, every single year. So,
yeah.
It's a little bit more familiarity with the divisional. And you already know, like, that's the first step is winning your division and then getting to the playoffs and then going from there. So every divisional game is a little bit more intense.
This is a Texans team that has one win, right? I mean, so I know it's the NFL. You don't overlook that, whatever. I mean, the spread's, what, 10.5? Like, what? How do you walk into a game like that?
I mean, on Sunday, there's no records on the jersey. So whoever's in front of us, that's who we're going to play. Right. You know, so whoever it is, you know. So, I mean, we don't go into any game looking at a record. At the end of the day, we start off 0-0, and then when the fourth quarter comes and zero's on the clock, that's who's going to win.
Who's the guy, man? Who is the guy when things seem to be getting out of whack, when it's not the coaches speaking up? Maybe it's a position coach or a player that you guys kind of look at and be like, oh, yeah, we got to get it back in order because he ain't having it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you guys look at it for leadership. And
I think it's Tannehill, our quarterback. He a general, man. Yeah. It just – when he walking up and down the sideline, and I just feel like he give us that confidence, and the moment's not going to be too big, or whether we down 20, he's level-headed. He's the same person all the time, and it just gives us that confidence. I know it give me that confidence no matter what the moment is during the game. I mean, I see him go up to guys that may not have made the play they wanted to or dropped the ball or missed a block, and he'll come up to, like, next play. So I think Tannehill is that guy for us.
Why do you think people underestimate him?
I don't know. It's the craziest thing to me. I mean, that dude's a winner. That's the way he's tough. I mean, take the hits. I mean, deliver the ball in the pocket. He does everything. He's a great leader for us. So, I mean, Tannehill's a guy.
See, I think that's an interesting point about him, because when we watch on television or, you know, if we're at the game or whatever, when you look at Ryan Tannehill, you can't tell if you guys are up 24-3 or down 24-3.
Yeah. Or if he just threw a pick or didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's an important mindset, right? Like, it that kind of feeds through the team.
No, it does. Like he's just level-headed. And, you know, it comes from experience. And I just come from him knowing that it's a long game. And if he's not right, then that's going to probably ripple through the team. But, I mean, the guy is he's a winner, he's a competitor, and he's tough, you know. So, and that just feeds throughout the whole team.
Over the last week, I guess, like heading into this week, offensively, what has been a focus? Like, what's been something where this offense said, hey, we want to shore this up, or this is important, or this is a focus? What has it been for this offense recently?
I think it's been pretty consistent. Obviously, we want to establish the run. That's just who we are. We want to establish the run. We want to be more physical, and we want to play four quarters or overtime harder than the other team plays. So I think that's just our emphasis, is just continue to be physical four quarters.
What are you doing?
I'm moving so Babs can see. See, she didn't say nothing the first segment.
Are you still on camera, though?
Yeah, my shirt is. That's all you need to see anyway. I'm in the building.
Your strained abdominal muscle.
I ain't got none now.
Hey, abdominal muscle, that's no joke, right? Have you ever had one of those?
Two.
You have?
Two? Oh, you have?
Hurts.
It hurts, right? Man. Because it's like the turn that gets you, right? We're talking about Bud Dupree, basically, and how important it is for that to heal in that position.
Yeah, trying to turn. Mm-hmm. Rough.
Rough.
All right, do you have your slip?
Yep.
We've been drawing names. We do this every Tuesday for Titans tickets. This is for the Titans Jaguars game in the club level. Thanks to our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Our guy Kelly comes up with the tickets.
What game is this to?
Jaguars.
Jaguars game.
All right. Yes. Can you pronounce the name?
Yes.
All right.
The winner is, first, let me give a shout out to Ray Alvarado in Clarksville. We want him to get healthy. Been dealing with some things, get healthy. So, somehow, some way, guess who won? Paul Alvarado. that's crazy, ain't it?
Is that you?
That's crazy.
Are they related?
There's Paul.
That's him.
There you go, Paul.
Oh.
But he also told me to give a shout out to his brother that's been dealing with
some
stuff.
There you go.
No, don't give that to him.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we need that.
I said, dang. My bad, Paul. Paul got me excited.
Right, you're allowed to say that on.
Yeah, I couldn't say that one.
Yeah, you're good. This is what happens when you get too comfortable doing your job.
Hey, I'm just going to hop in with Jeremy. I'm going back with Jeremy. Yep.
Jeremy McNichol, size running back.
I'm out of here.
All right, so Jeremy, we're talking about divisional opponents. Which divisional opponent do you like the least? Texans, Jags, or Colts?
I don't like me either.
Great answer.
That's a hard one. That's a hard choice.
Yeah. Great answer. All right, so when you go home, will you be watching, like, Yellowstone or something like that, or will you be watching Mac football tonight?
I'm probably going to watch the Warriors versus the Nets game.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Baby, that's what I'm talking about.
Dude, Steph.
It's basketball I'm a big basketball fan. I'm a big Lakers fan.
They went down last night. I saw.
Yeah, we, Bron just got to come back.
That's all.
You know.
Jordan or LeBron?
Kobe.
No! Okay.
That's L.A.
for LA guy.
That's
L.A.
guy.
L.A. for you right there, boy.
I'm okay number with one. That answer. I'm okay
that's
with that
real.
One.
That's man. I like that.
Jeremy, if you didn't play NFL football, what would you do for a living, do you think?
I would be an entrepreneur.
There you go. There we go.
I love doing real estate. So okay. I probably have a real estate company, sell houses, flip houses.
Yep.
Somewhere along those lines.
So our guy, Mark Mariani, who was an all-pro with the Tennessee Titans as a kick returner, played wide receiver also, he has gone that path.
Yeah.
So he He recently just bought some land, built like a bunch of, townhouses and stuff, and created his own neighborhood, basically.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. Right?
I want to do radio, too.
Hey!
Come on!
We're waiting on you, baby. No, come keep on. Doing what you're doing right now, though.
Right. Yeah.
We're waiting on you.
That's if I wasn't playing football. Yeah. Ain't
no doubt.
Yeah, by the time you get done, they'll be tired of us. You can host this show. I love it. Well, man, thanks for coming out.
Man, most definitely.
I always appreciate seeing you.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. Yeah.
Sure.
Titans-Texans coming up, and you're looking forward to a big Nissan Stadium crowd?
Oh, yeah. It's been electric all year.
Ladies and gentlemen, give a round of applause for Jeremy McNichol. There we go. Yeah. Tighten up, baby.
We appreciate our friends from Miller Lite. Who help out with these remotes and also offer up the Ron Slay Miller Lite Wash Away Toast.
Hey!
We appreciate our friends from Fizzy over there. Show up every Tuesday. And remember, when you come to these things, not only can you say hi to us, which we always appreciate.
Yep.
You can meet guys like Jeremy McNichols.
Right.
You also get, if you order six wings, traditional wings, you get six
double
more.
Double up. And you can get fried. You got to pay to get fried, though. Hey, after the Miller Lite, you gotta pay, baby. All the same.
Dawn just shakes her head. Jeremy, can you tell how proud she is to be a member of this team?
Yeah, proud.
I used to be a credible journalist in my other life.
Yeah.
You
used to do morning news on Channel 2.
Yeah.
I always say, remember when you were a journalist? Back at it tomorrow. We appreciate you being with us, Coach Mac. We'll join us tomorrow. Also, Austin Huff and Todd Furman will have more winners for you. This is 3HL. Appreciate Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll be in Hendersonville next Tuesday, so make plans to be there. Later. Sure.